how we love Jesus, because He first loved us. Oh, tonight I want to talk about God. I really do. And as you are aware of, God is the great biggest thing I know. Now, He is not a thing. He is God. He is a person. And I'm so glad that God redeemed us. Oftentimes, we talk about the sovereignty of God. Do we not? And we believe in the sovereignty of God. God can do anything. In fact, Jesus' own words, Jesus said, with God, nothing is impossible. Why? Because He does all of His good pleasure, because He sits on the throne and the scepter is in His hands, because He is sovereign. Listen to old David in Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. God is King, and His kingdom extends everywhere. I understand that the Lord, the word Lord speaks of God's sovereignty. It speaks of His authority. And we're talking about His dominion. We are talking about His sovereignty. Listen to God's word in 1 Chronicles and chapter 29 and verse number 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all of His people. And Paul said much the same thing to young Timothy in 1 Timothy in chapter 6 and verse 15, which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And when Christ comes again, He shall be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is a sense in which God and His sovereignty is threefold. First of all, there is the natural sovereignty. God is absolutely sovereign. There is nothing that God isn't sovereign over. He is over all things because He is Creator. And I'm convinced that we as creatures can never fully understand God's mind. How in the world can we, when the Bible says that God's ways are past finding out? There is absolutely no way that you and I can ever determine what God knows. God is God. And the second thing, God is sovereign over His redeemed ones. Is He not sovereign over you? I would say so. He's certainly sovereign over me. And finally, He is sovereign over His glorious grace. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. He will one day, and I'm talking about Jesus Christ, will one day reign over everything. Right now, He is viewed as sitting at the right hand of the power on high. But one day, He will get up, and Jesus Christ will sit on His own throne. I am so glad that He has saved everyone that believes in Him. He has saved us to the uttermost. But there are some things that you and I need to better understand about God as we think about God and His sovereignty. There is a difference, and there really is, between power and authority. Power speaks of one's ability to do whatsoever He will. Our God, He does whatsoever He pleases. While authority speaks not of power, but authority speaks of the right to do whatsoever one wants to do. A man might have great strength and yet have little or no authority to do so. But God has both. He has power and He has authority. Oh, He is right to make whatsoever He pleases. And in the beginning He spoke, "Let it be." And it was just as He said. He made things the way He wanted to make things. He made things the way that things ought to be made. No one was over Him. No one told Him, "Oh, but God, you've got to do it this way or that way." No, no, no. In the beginning was God. God alone. And whether we use the word dominion or whether we use the word sovereignty, and I don't have a problem with the word sovereignty. A lot of people do. I don't have a problem with it. The concept of sovereignty is certainly there in Scripture. God says, "I will do all my good pleasure." Not once, but He says it many times. And no one can be sovereign but God Himself. I can't be sovereign. You cannot be sovereign. Together, we can't do as we please. But guess what? God can. Why? Because He is sovereign. And oh, how we ought to realize that God does precisely what He wants to. And listen to the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. But the point here is, God made the world. God made everything that is therein, all because He is the Lord over both heaven and earth. But His sovereignty is based on the fact that He is not only the beginning, but He is the end of all things. Listen to our Lord, who is God, who came into the world that He made, and He came in human flesh, sinless human flesh. Listen to Jesus Christ in the Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. And this is one of my most favorite verses. I, and Jesus is speaking, I am Alpha and Omega. And if you know anything about Greek, you understand that Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. In other words, He's saying, I am He which is, which was, and which is to come. I am the Almighty. And who is speaking? The risen Christ is speaking. Listen to Revelation, and we read this last Sunday night. Listen to Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. And this is when the 24 elders, they fall and they take their crowns and they cast at the feet of Him that sits upon the throne. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And listen to Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 4. The Lord hath made all things for Himself. Tell me that our God is not sovereign. Mm-hmm. And then in Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 16, listen to what Paul says. For by Him were all things created. That's what John chapter 1 verse 1 says. That are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Our God, the One who saved us, the One who made a difference in us, is sovereign in everything that He does. And He is sovereign over all He has created. He preserves what He has done. He preserves the world as long as it pleases Him to preserve it. He has preserved you, and He has preserved me. Why? Because He will not forsake the works of His own hands. And you and I are the works of His own hands. He will not forsake us. He will not. Now, let's focus on the nature of God's sovereignty. God and His sovereignty is independent. In other words, God does not need permission to be God. No one gives God permission to be God. That's who He is. He is God, and He is our Savior. Listen to Moses in the book of Exodus in chapter 3 and verse 13. And God said, or Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and I say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them? And what did God say to Moses? Well, we see it in the very next verse, in verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent you. I mean, what else can God say? I am what? I am. That's all He can say. What is your name? What shall I tell them when they ask me? Tell them that I am I am. I'm what I am. What else can God say? What else? He is I am. He is God. He is sovereignly independent. In other words, God needed no permission to be God. God needs no permission to be sovereign. That is who He is. Oh, listen. He is God not because someone voted, oh, I vote to make Him God. No, no. He's God because that is who He is. You and I have been saved because God is who He is. You and I will stay saved because God is who He is. Oh, take the Garden of Eden, for example. God told the man in the book of Genesis in chapter 2 and verse 16 and verse 17, and the Lord commanded the man. I mean, after all, He is Creator. After all, He made man. He made Adam out of the dust of the ground. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And I have read where what He's saying, dying, thou shalt die. What is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Oh, I have been told it is the apple tree that Eve ate an apple. I have been told, well, it's sex. I don't know. But I tell you what, the man ate of the forbidden fruit, whatever was on that tree. He ate of it because he got tired, I am thinking, of being told what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. I mean, God is Creator. And if you're Creator, you can do what you want to do. Can you not? You are the one that determines what's good and what's bad. You are the one that determines what's right and what's wrong. And the man, what? He ate of the fruit of the tree. And that moment he died. Of course, he died 39 years later? But he was dead so far as God was concerned. And you know what? From that day until now, man has been wanting to do what he thinks he ought to do. I like the last verse and the last chapter in the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. Men are still doing that today. They're doing what's right in their own eyes. I am convinced that Adam did what was right in his own eyes when he failed. Oh, listen. God determines what is right and what is wrong. What I'm saying is, God is sovereign. No one had to meet with God trying to figure out, what, God, what would you say? What would you require? God is absolutely, He is independently sovereign over all things. And His authority, His power, His sovereignty is absolutely unlimited. There will never, we will never come to a place, God will never come to a place when He'll scratch His head, as it were, and He says, what in the world am I going to do now? No, no. His power, His sovereignty is unlimited. That's the God who has saved you and I. And remember that God and His sovereignty does not act apart from His perfection. He is sovereignty, or He is sovereign in His holiness, in His righteousness, in His goodness, in His wrath. I mean, if God wants to be sovereign, He's sovereign. That's who He is. Mm-hmm. And God's sovereignty, oh, it extends over all creatures. Listen to Daniel. And Mr. Keith, this is your favorite verse, if I'm not mistaken. In Daniel 4:35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. We are nothing compared to Almighty God. Not at all. For He doeth His will according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what dost thou? All people say it. But what good does it do? Because God is sovereign. Because He does what He wants to. Not only is He sovereign over all people, but He is sovereign over all the animals. Did He not give dominion over everything to Adam? I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yet He is sovereign over every man. And even God is sovereign over the nations. God, you know, right now there is a debate on open borders. Should we have open borders on one side of the fence? And should we guard our borders on the other side of the same fence? Well, listen to our sovereign God, who determines the boundaries of all nations. It's not man, it's God. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, and hath made one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. God determines. Why? Because He is sovereign. Why? Because He is creator. Why? Because there is no one, absolutely no one, above our God. He is at the top. He is, as it were, a prototype. There is none like unto Him. No, not one. And this is the sovereign God who has given you and me life everlasting. He has saved us, if you will. And I'm talking to those who have put their trust and their faith in what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. And this morning, you remember that He said before He died, Te Telestai, it is finished. Our sin's debt was paid in full. Jesus Christ did exactly what the Father sent Him to do. And He died for those that the Father had given Him before the foundation of the world. I don't fully understand all of that. I really don't. But that's what happened. Why? Because God is sovereignty, and because His sovereignty is not limited in any way. And finally, God's sovereignty is eternal. Aren't you glad? There will never be a time that God will not be sovereign. Listen to Lamentations, to Psalm 29 and verse 10, and then we'll go to Lamentations. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. And then Lamentations in chapter 5, verse 19. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. What comes to mind when you hear the word forever? What comes to mind? There's no end to it. There is no end to God. There is no end to sovereignty. There is no end to your salvation. Because God, Him being sovereign, has told us so. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Aren't you glad that our God is sovereign? I am. Oh, there are times that I would like to have my way. I want to do things my way. But I can't. You can't. God can. Why? Because He is sovereign. And He's the one who has saved us. Why don't you stand? Let's bow our heads. Mr. Keith, would you please dismiss us in prayer?